He's a Motzei Tisha B'Av. The sense of yearning is so great. The yearning for that feeling of connection, the yearning for being in the Tzel HaShechina, is the Kisufei Ava are intensive, and so I guess it's appropriate to begin right there with V'aschanan al Adonai V'aisahi Lemor. Not the lashon tefillah, but the lashon of tchina, of intensive prayer. Adonai Elohim ata hachilosa larosas avdecho esgadlecha v'yasi adecho chazaka asher mi'el b'ashamayim uva'aretz asher yasecha masecha v'chivrusecha e'eb rana v'yeres aretz ha'tova asher be'ever yardena haratova zav v'halavanon. The Ramban himself, ru'uyim hadvarim l'misha amaram, in terms of tshuka of Eretz Yisrael, says that really this all happened back in Parshas Pinchas, as it were, with Moshe davened for a successor. So just before that, v'kan hizker zelodia ki aretz ha'isa chaviva alav me'od, the chavivos of Eretz Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu. And nonetheless, v'lo zacha eleha, but he was not zocha to enter Eretz Yisrael. And again, it's very much on our minds right now, in these moments following the tainis. Now, Rashi has a formulation that the lashon of tchina, as opposed to lashon tefillah, is a reflection of the refinement of tzaddikim. Lashon matnas tchinam av pi sheyesh lam tzaddikim liklos v'maseyim atovim. In Mivakshim is Hamakom Elamat Naschinamlu. The tzaddikim don't relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though relative to the general population they have far greater zechuyos. So they don't imagine that they have entitlements vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shalom, nor do they imagine that they have, you know, a quid pro quo. In fact, definitional to what it means to be a tzaddik, to be an Eved Hashem for its own sake. Al minas shelo lekabel pras, or at least shelo al minas lekabel pras, if not that, and they don't have this kind of a transactional relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's part of the gather of being a tzaddik. That's a din klali. But I'd like to suggest, which is why I started with the Ramban, is that there might even be a din prati here by Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the matana tova, as described in the Gemara Brachos. Of course, it's nicknamed Salyidei Yisurin, but it's a Matana Tova, Shalosh Matanos Tovos, Nasra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Like Torah is a Kli Chemda, Eretz Yisrael is in that Geder. The other one is Olam Haba. So we're talking about the rarefied gifts of life. So even if, and it is true in general, that tzaddikim don't have a transactional relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but even if it were possible to have a transactional relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, anybody that had a sense of the Shichna, Sidra, Shuvah, Sashama, anybody who had a sense of what we'll read next, the Garet Hashem, Hashem Elkecha, Doreshosa, Tamide, Ne Hashem Elkecha, Ba, anybody who had a sense of Chavivos, Eretz Yisrael, of the Eretz HaTzvi, of the opportunities, the spiritual opportunities of Eretz Yisrael, would not believe that their zechus somehow engendered that they just simply deserved it based on the lives that they lived, even if they were Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So even if it's a din klali that they wouldn't make any demands of a Kaddish Baruch Hu based on their zechuyos, kal v'chomer ben benoshel kal v'chomer, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that nobody would claim that this is their entitlement or this is their just desert based on the life lived righteously. As the Gemara Ksuba says, Duchten Meshe V'Aron Lo Zachu La Ana Miyemar De Zachino La, who could possibly say that it's simply coming to them? And of course, that attitude towards Eretz Yisrael, that sense of the unparalleled Zuchos of being there, has to permeate, especially in these moments, these moments of, as they say, Kisufei Ava, of reconnecting with Ribbono Shalom after a day of separation and Hester Panim, and the yearning of Ki Ata Hashem Be'esh Yitzatov Esh Ata Ati Livnosa, so maybe the strongest of the entire year, so it's certainly an appropriate time to reflect on the Kisufei Ava that Moshe Rabbeinu himself fell towards Eretz Yisrael, that went and requited, and so many generations that followed Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ana Miyemar Dezachino La. So if we have the opportunity today to go to visit, or even better, to be Mekayim V'Rashter Mesaretz V'Yishavtem Bakim Shuto, Aliba de Ramban, and so many others who followed in his wake, again for the spiritual opportunity of the Shechna Sidrashu Vasa Shama to have that, then all the more so that we should seize upon that opportunity. Ana miyemar tizachinola. It's not something we could say that, oh, we simply have it coming to us, that the zechuyos of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't equate to entry into Eretz Yisrael. Ana miyemar tizachinola.